Was there any of those stories that didn't fit into the context of the issue? Which, again, with one not being a fit, you can simply imagine how, obviously, in a session with a client, I've got content now. I know what I'm working with. So it's a place where, as soon as I have that, now I can begin to customize to the individual. Now it begins to bring in other things as well. I had a moment, and I really wish I remember the details of this one, because it's actually a moment you and I were talking about the other day, that I had the singer-songwriter as a client. And if you remember back, by the way, the clever thing, I've been doing this stuff to you since day one. If you remember back about the power of the word deeper in hypnosis, I told this long story about Billy Joel. I was doing this stuff then. The experience of the fan writing him, oh, that music spoke to me. That's what that lyric went, and it really changed my life. And it's my way of bringing into the process that the creative energy the client is bringing to what you're doing is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than whatever you could possibly bring to the process. Moments where I told the story of how do actors learn their lines. If only that was actually scripted in your book that you've already been holding in your hands for the last several weeks. It's in there. They're attaching meaning to the experience. So would I use that story for my stop smoking client if I really stretched the creativity and tried to plant some specifics along the way? Which the statement becomes, do I explain the metaphor? Do I stop and go, okay, now you're overweight, so we're chipping away the layers of fat. That's what that's about. No, I don't, because you may have been chipping away the anxieties that were triggering your emotional eating. You may have been chipping away this perception that you have of yourself in the mirror that you haven't been liking. You may have been going off, again, the Billy Joel story. You may have been hearing this song and hearing something entirely different. So my style typically is, perhaps your conscious mind has already put together exactly why I'm telling you this story today. Yet, of course, now already deep within your unconscious mind, the mind is at work integrating these changes for yourself, allowing yourself to absorb all the lessons and learnings necessary to take that step forward. Now, I'd bet the pole vaulter story was the one that wasn't a fit, if I had to take a guess. Possibly. But again, it's a place where as soon as I've got content, now I've got a place to go. Though I could twist that one with a little bit more detail, fear of flying. As soon as they fly comfortably, now they've got it for the rest of their life. When chipping away layers of fear, yeah, that could possibly work. The whole elephant story is all about breaking the restraint that was perceived before. The whole Tale of Two Cities moment, the best of times, worst of times, credit to Richard Nongard for sharing that one years ago, is where, again, some of your best information, some of your best content for a session can come from other places that are not hypnosis books. There are many hypnotists. I like to think everyone claims they live in the Bible Belt. No matter where I go, well, we're in the Bible Belt. Turns out the entire country, apparently. There's not one specific region where you can say this percentage and this longitude. No, everyone claims it, is my experience. But there are many hypnotists that are bringing in stories and parables from the Bible, from the New Testament. Now, obviously, know your audience. Know your right moment. Don't be bringing in the wrong one for the wrong one. The wrong one for the right one or the right one for the wrong one, depending on your belief systems. Though it's a place where it's how even in the Statue of David story, I just kind of glaze over the fact that it was commissioned by a church. Yes, it's a character from the Bible. Yes, the church requested it in wonderful papal terms in Italian. We wanted David. But, you know, I don't get into that specific detail because that's not what the story is about. Again, of all people to reference, there's a comedian by the name of Aziz Ansari. If you saw the TV show Parks and Rec, he is a master at what I'm talking about right now because he tells stories of he was hanging out with this rapper and this funny thing happened and I was at a restaurant with 50 Cent and it's a moment where he ordered a grapefruit soda and it came out and he's yelling at the waiter, why isn't it purple? And the whole routine is about everybody, be quiet. A grown man is about to learn what a grapefruit is. Because he ordered a grapefruit soda. Why ain't it purple? Well, it's a grapefruit soda. which you don't know, have to know who 50 Cent is, that's the proper pronunciation, to get the joke, that he gives just enough of that thing. And in fact, in one of the routines, I had Pandora on for stand-up comedy this morning, and he came on, and he's talking about this rapper, R. Kelly, which, if you don't know him, all you need to know is he's crazy. And then the rest of the routine works, rather than the moment of you have to have all the specifics. You know, it's like running the system defrag with my client who didn't have an email address. It's the moment of modify where appropriate. Some of your best metaphors will come from your clients. In fact, this is a story that happened with one of my clients that has now been a part of every weight loss session ever since then. It's more of a one-to-one ratio kind of a metaphor of a story that's not involving a statue, that's not involving another thing. That there's a guy who came to my office, and we'd worked together for quite some time. If you saw him today, you would still say that John's a pretty big guy. Yet in the span of time that I've known John, different John, he's down 80 pounds. Yes, he still has another 100 to go, yet he's going to make it happen. He is doing phenomenally well. Now, I share with you John's story because when John and I first met, it was March. That's helpful for the story. Because we met last around December this past year. That was the point where John was down 80 pounds. John had just been on an airplane for the first time and didn't have to book two seats, didn't have to request a seatbelt extension. John, for the first time ever, walked into a shopping mall and bought a pair of pants without having to special order online. John is doing fantastic. Now, what's interesting, though, and I share this story not to put down John's uncle, yet across the table at Thanksgiving, John's uncle, who it may be helpful to know is bigger than John ever got to be, looks at John and says, "That's really great that you've lost the weight. I know how hard it is to lose weight." And that single comment, meant to be a compliment, struck John so obscenely, so foreign, so out of place. Because in the span of time from March to Thanksgiving, 8, 9 months, not one thing he had done he had ever labeled as being hard. He was eating healthy foods now because he liked them. He was regularly getting out and walking because he enjoyed it. And indeed, if there was a day that he missed one of his new rituals he had been making use of, he missed it as if something critical in his life was no longer there. So again, that interesting moment. I know how hard it is to lose weight. And from that point, John's been losing weight even faster now, realizing just how easy, just how enjoyable, just how pleasurable the experience becomes. This is a true story that came from a client. And it's been one of these, oh, I got to use that everywhere now. So taking this moment now and deciding for yourself just how easy you want this to be. Deciding for yourself now what expectations or belief systems no longer fit anymore. In the words of a local friend in the fitness industry, all this stuff works. Diets, exercise, basically anything appropriate that you'd realize would help to make the fat melt off your body. All this stuff works. And take this bit of silence now and decide just how easy and enjoyable it all becomes. As if, credit to Laura King in Florida, as if we can install that little button like they sell in a Staples office supply store. Anytime, anywhere, without anyone having to know you're doing something, you can just press that button in your mind. That was easy. Decide for yourself now just how easy this becomes. Which, as I like to say, I wish I was clever enough to come up with stuff like that. There's an interaction with a client. This is where modeling the success of your client, whether the stories come from literature, whether the stories come from movies, Wizard of Oz, whether it comes from previous clients. There's a beautiful one that I'm sitting in conversation with a client, and we're talking afterwards, and we're getting onto the topic of, I'm somebody that in a grocery store, if I see something I don't know what it is, I will buy it, and figure out what to do with it when I'm at home, because this is a cookbook. And we now eat yucca root at least twice a week because of that. I saw this big, ugly brown thing and went, the hell's that? Let's buy two of them. Shockingly cheap. And it's kind of fun that there we are, and there's our three-year-old Max around friends and family going, I want star fruit. And the adults in the room don't know what star fruit is. So I'm someone that I did this consciously. I wouldn't say it was a hypnotic change, but it wasn't something I did through hypnosis. That I decided, you know what, I used to be picky around a bunch of foods, and I no longer have a specific reason why. So clean slate, when I'm dining out, when I'm at a grocery store, I'm going to start buying things again. So suddenly I was someone who didn't eat fish, now I eat fish. I didn't eat mushrooms, now I'm buying and cooking mushrooms. And I'm just experimenting with new things. I'm at Costco and I see the giant 2-pound bag of Brussels sprouts and yeah, okay. Which the secret to that is basically you cook anything with a slice of butter and bacon in it, and it tastes beautifully. Though the 2-pound bag of Brussels sprouts with 1 tablespoon of butter and 1 slice of bacon finely chopped up adds like a fraction of a gram of fat, and the entire thing has the flavor. Add some garlic and basil, salt and pepper, you're good to go. So I'm a foodie in some sense, and it's a moment where I'm comfortable saying, as I've lost 40 pounds in the last 2 years, I have never been eating as good as I've been eating. I mean, if you saw the lunch I was wandering around, it was grass-fed filet mignon and white potatoes and asparagus and green beans and carrots and all really good stuff, and big portion of it too. So I'm in conversation with a client. She's talking about food she's been experimenting with, and I bring up Brussels sprouts. She goes, oh, those are disgusting. I hate those. But then she makes the shift. Oh, wait a minute. The older, fatter Barbara didn't like Brussels sprouts. Maybe the new and improved Barbara does. Can you email me what you do with that? And she's loving it now. A client just this week, we got into the topic of spices. And she goes, well, I love Indian foods, but I don't know what spices to buy. And this was a moment of just advice of going, they make just a little spice bottle that says garam masala. It's the standard Indian spice with all the right blends. Just buy that. They have it at Safeway for $2.99. And she goes, I've been having Indian food all week. By the way, did you know Indian food with cheese is hideous? I'm like, that's actually what I had for dinner yesterday, but it was delicious. So again, I introduce this because this becomes a place where keep your perceptions open. Stories that come in from other places, experiences that flow in from other things, everything we could possibly interact with is content that we can play with. And as this client is successful and shares this story, think back to earlier, the moment of the hand going to the center console for the cigarettes. I'm talking creatively through another experience, which is also indirectly planting the seed that people are successful in this process. So really, as you interact with other clients, you know, with other hypnotists as well, to model these experiences, to draw things out. I've only shared a few of them here with you here, yet it's a place, again, that things that happen in sports, things that happen in politics and religion is a place to sometimes be a little cautious of, obviously. But things that will come out that you can begin to use to, again, either creatively shoot the arrow through the bullseye to address the issue or through the issue to hit the bullseye.